Here we go. This was from Bob Jones III. Dr. Bob Jones wrote a letter to the president, a thank you letter, I guess, basically. A congratulatory letter.
Yes.
Now I'm just going to read again the first couple paragraphs quickly because we have another letter. Dear Mr. President, the media tells us that you have received the largest number of popular votes of any president in American history. Congratulations in your reelection. God has graciously granted America, though she doesn't deserve it, a reprieve from the agenda of paganism. Paganism. You've been given a mandate. We the people expect your voice to be like the clear and certain sound of a trumpet, heralding the rapture. He doesn't write that. I added that. He says you owe the liberals nothing. But now we've just gotten hold of another letter. This is a congratulatory letter to President George W. Bush from High Priest Lothar the Vile, president of Anton LaVey University. Dear Mr. President, congratulations on being reelected. The Dark Lord has graciously moved forward the hidden agenda of paganism. The fact that this was accomplished with the unwitting cooperation of the Christians is almost as delicious as the blood of their babies. Put your agenda on the front burner and let it boil, along with the bat wings, toad foot, and tongue of dog. This will give you a potent broth which will enhance your virility, draw women to you, and lower the prime lending rate by a quarter point. Your policy in Iraq will soon unleash the elder gods from their slumber beneath the ziggurat of Dagon. The beast will arise with his unholy consort, the great whore of Babylon, drunk on the blood of saints. But hey, that's a given. The beautiful thing is how well this dovetails with your environmental policy. 3 more degrees of global warming and our dark master can emerge from the gates of Cthulhu and take his rightful place on a throne of skulls as foretold in the blood-drenched pages of the Necronomicon. Oh, and we're all looking forward to more tax cuts. Yours in Satan, Lothar.